3:10 on WTMJ. Hope you are having a fantastic day. And it's stress-free ahead of Turkey Day tomorrow.
That's right. Nothing but preparation for eating a whole lot tomorrow.
Yes. All right, let's get right to it.
This is the 3 at 3 on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Which is sponsored by Flanners Home Entertainment. Visit them at flanners.com. Sound advice at the best price. Just press play. Number one, telly. The Slenderman snapper, Morgan Geyser, won't be coming back to Wisconsin today. That's according to the DA's office. She's accused of cutting off her ankle bracelet and sneaking out the window of her group home, only to be found less than a day later, 200 miles away, with a stranger in Illinois. Now, we spoke to her defense attorney the day after the court had granted her to begin the release to a group home back in March, Anthony Cotton. And I listened back, and we talked to him back then about his worries about her release, how some people became obsessed with her case, one man even visiting her while in the mental health institution and selling her drawings online, calling it the Slenderman package. Here's part of that interview.
You know what I get worried about? It's like this weird guy. Like,
I know.
You can't control Morgan, can't control
that about?
There's some sick people out
there. There's some sick people out there, and I've seen it firsthand, and it's really sad when you see those things, and even with people who you wouldn't expect end up becoming obsessed for reasons that only they can answer. And that is the biggest risk factor, I think, for Morgan, is not her own risk factor. It's those other people that do not have her best interests in mind and will seek to take advantage of her.
Now, we know the person that she was with, that was found with, Chad Mecca. Apparently, that goes by the name Charlie. Apparently, they met while she was in the group home and she was going to church.
Mm-hmm.
And then they became entangled with each other. So Morgan was sentenced to 40 years in the mental institution after stabbing her classmate 19 times to appease the fictional character Slenderman. That was back in 2014 when they were both 12 years old. The victim survived, and we are staying on top of this story.
Yeah, Julia, it really does seem like everything that her attorney was talking about played out. Because, yes, this Tony, Chad Mecca was sneaking into the group home window then to see her when she wasn't permitted to get visitors. So, yeah, everything that Attorney Cotton said, it really played out.
Right.
Number two. A woman with family ties to White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt is in ICE custody after being arrested earlier this month in Boston. Bruna Caroline Ferreira, no relation, a Brazilian native and the mother of Leavitt's nephew, was arrested on November 12th, according to her attorney. Leavitt's nephew has lived full time in New Hampshire with his father, Leavitt's brother, Michael, since he was born. Michael and Ferreira were previously engaged and have joint custody over their 11-year-old son. Now, a spokesperson with the Department of Homeland Security said Ferreira was in the U.S. illegally after overstaying a tourist visa that required her to leave the country in June 1999. Ferreira's attorney said she was a former recipient of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or as we know it, DACA, which grants temporary protection from deportation for those brought in the U.S. as children. She was unable to renew her status a few years ago during President Trump's efforts to end the program during his first administration. Now, Ferreira was arrested while driving to pick her son up in New Hampshire. She is now being detained in the South Louisiana ICE Processing Center, 80 miles from Baton Rouge and more than 1,500 miles from where she was arrested. And according to a source, Julia, Caroline Leavitt and Ferreira have not spoken in many years. But if I had to take a guess at this, I'm just going to say at this point, maybe her brother was upset with her and maybe made a call.
Oh, my.
Because she was going to pick up her son in New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
So they knew she was coming.
Wow.
And that's how she got arrested. So, that's just my opinion. So, don't say, hey, that's the truth. That's just my opinion. I believe something went down because he's 11 years old. And
if
she could have been arrested, it could have happened well before now. So it just so happened you going to pick your son up in New Hampshire and you get pulled over by ICE and get arrested.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
That's all.
Very interesting.
Saying. Yes.
Number three, Telly, every Thanksgiving, a lot of emergency rooms are gearing up for something far, far more serious than just the holiday, a spike in heart attacks. New data from Doctronic found heart attacks jump up to 15% on Thanksgiving through New Year's. They found that Christmas Eve brings even higher risk, 37% higher. What's driving it? Well, salty holiday meals, extra drinking, which can trigger holiday heart syndrome. Yes, there is a term for it. And also stress because of the cold weather, a combination that can strain the heart. Cardiologists say the real danger is people mistaking the symptoms for heartburn or just waiting too long to get help. It's 3:15 on WTMJ. We have Green and Gold Insiders coming up next, and Debbie helps get you home and also that horrific weather.